Our first public hearing, which was subdivision 2021-36, Winford Preserve, formerly known as Freeman Road Development LLC.
Do you have any questions, thoughts on this one?
No, but while we're talking about it, I made copies of those documents that were handed out, just so if you want to see.
Yes. Because, yeah, that was the concern I had, was the Denrec.
So these are copies of the notes from the gentleman who spoke. The other one was the Denrec comments, and then the other one was.
So was there an asphalt plant nearby? Somebody made a comment to that, and I'm wondering, like.
It looked like, down the corner of the intersection of Route 9 and.
Where the Del Dot.
But across the street from, what's that, Grand Hill Road right there?
Yeah.
It looked like something originated from, well, I don't want to say that. That's where the plume end was, yeah.
Yeah, I was curious what the source of this.
Something there at one point.
Or if this test is pulled in any other random site that's near farm fields, would we get the same results? I mean, I just.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, TC is a degreaser, so it's not your normal fertilizer kind of thing. It's something that's used in industrial work, so.
Unless you're working on tractors.
I think they'd have to be, there would be like one spot where everybody emptied their oil. I mean, you know, there could be that.
So anyway. And I find it shocking that they are doing testing still.
Yeah, that's the only concern I have with it, is that, you know, it sounds like Denrec's are watching it, and that they're.
I feel like if it was a bigger concern for Denrec, they would keep the testing going. Like, why would you stop? I don't, that makes sense to me.
They would have come down hard on it.
Yeah.
Before it's being developed. I mean, I think they would have if they were coming in with individual septics and individual wells, but because it's on central water and central sewer, and they're saying what you can do and not do on irrigation wells.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I had.
They get to a little more based on levels.
Anybody have anything else on that?
Yeah. Make a motion to, is it me?
It's me.
Oh, sorry, never mind.
Okay. Mr. Chair, with regards to 2021-36, Winford Preserve, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2021-36, Winford Preserve, formerly known as Freeman Road Development LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item was, next public hearing was conditional use number 2337, Community Power Group LLC.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to CU 2337, Community Power Group LLC, I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2337, Community Power Group LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2375, Shane and Laura Karlick.
Do you have anything on this? Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2375, Shane and Laura Karlick, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
We move and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2375, Shane and Carla Karlick. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item was ordinance 23-02.
So do we want to change it over, or do you think we should have more commercial there since we've got all those houses? They need to have a place to go shopping. I'm looking at Mr. Hopkins because he already did his happy dance about this.
Well, we need both. I think we need both. But it's an ideology belief, you know, and that is they're coming. And I think it's a better stewardship of our land when we are right there where the infrastructure is.
They're coming, but they don't have a place to go to the doctor. They don't have a place to get, you know, the things they need. I mean, I'm hearing this from people, so that's what I'm playing, you know, another side of this just to see what your thoughts are.
Well, I mean, personally, if it's putting increasing the density for homes at a location like that, just off of Route 1, or moving the doctor's office back, you know, a half a mile further away, you don't go to the doctor nearly as often as, you know, you're going down to the school or you know, these other.
Which, places. By the way, we had 350 kids show up the week before school to register this year. So, yeah, I mean, this is going to be another thing that we're going to have to worry about with the schools. We have, our schools are beyond capacity right now.
So we need to be doing what they're asking tonight? We need to be doing it all up and down Route 1.
Interesting, like, Mr. Wheatley might remember this. That was where the Vineyards is. That was supposed to be a Walmart. And now it's evolved towards a Redner's and all went down.
You guys would be amazed at how that whole thing came into being there.
Well, I mean, if these guys could come up with a, what's the name of the bougie grocery store everybody wants?
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's. Yeah. You say, if you were to say Trader Joe's here, they would hang me in effigy if I said no. I'd make a motion to defer for further consideration.
A second.
We move second to defer action on ordinance number 23-02. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. And our final public hearing.
Target.
Danger zone number 1995, Janus CRP 3 LLC.
Anybody? Thoughts on the design? I mean, I appreciate the extra parking.
I like the design.
Extra parking, interconnectivity.
Place for the kids to play.
Place for the kids to play.
I don't know if, like, somebody was...
Wider roads, so the fire department does have access easily.
And they are right next, right next to the fire department.
That's right. And a Trader Joe's.
If they throw a Trader Joe's in there, there's... or Target. I'm telling you.
Stamp.
All right, make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Move second to defer action on change of zone number 1995, Janus CRP3 LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for this evening. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have anything to add to the good of the order?
There's two requests from staff, Mr. Chairman. There's two documents on your desks, just some housekeeping. One is a disclosure form that we're asking commissioners to review and sign. If you can get that back to us, please. And then there is an upcoming training event, which is scheduled for first week of February in the afternoon, and details are all on there. Commissioners' attendance at that event is requested, and details of how to RSVP is included on the memo before you. So.
Did you just throw it away?
No.
Okay.
Looks like this.
Anyone else have anything to add to the good of the order? If not, stand adjourned, peace and harmony prevailing.
Yes.